This goes to Dr. Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, Huskle. It's H-U-S-K-L-E hyphen Camp, capital C-A-M-P, like Paul. Fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding April, last name is Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S. Date of birth, April 11th of 1983. Dear Dr. Huskle Camp, this is a consultation for Mrs. Higgins, who was sent for evaluation of uncontrolled hypertension, resistant to treatment. She started having very high blood pressures with severe headaches that were thought to be migraine headaches in 2019. And blood pressure was extremely high at that time, 150s over 100s or higher. She was started on propranolol, 120 milligram once a day at that time. It didn't help blood pressure especially well. It didn't control the migraines, and she really was intolerant of that high of a dose of the propranolol. So that was stopped. And instead, since blood pressure did not improve, she was then started on aldactone, 50 milligrams daily. Blood pressure got better, although it wouldn't stay controlled. And so she did have to have lisinopril added. Initially started at 10 milligrams daily, and she was on then increased to 20 milligrams daily, and still blood pressures would be 140 over 90 to 100. And then in August or September of this year, the lisinopril was increased to 40 milligrams daily, and she is still on aldactone, 50 milligrams daily, and also propranolol is 40 milligrams twice a day, more for migraine prevention. And she is on gabapentin, 600 milligrams. She takes three of them a day, one in the morning and two in the evening, for migraine prophylaxis. Blood pressures have been better since the lisinopril was maximized. However, they range 130 to 140, generally over 90 to 100. They're generally never a normal diastolic number. And she also has been to the Mayo Clinic this year because she was found to have carotid artery dissections bilaterally. She was having severe ear pain and numbness in the jaw area, on the left side, and the right side was where the ear pain was and some numbness there. and she did go to Mayo Clinic and had MRI of the brain at Mayo Clinic. Also, CT angiogram of head and neck were done 219 of 24. She also was having pulsatile tinnitus in the right ear at that time. And findings showed the focalized dissection or pseudoaneurysm in the right common carotid mid portion of the right cervical internal carotid artery. Left carotid also showed a mild irregularity and possible dissection flap in the mid distal portion of the left cervical ICA. Then she had MRI of the brain without contrast, 513 of 24, that showed no acute intracranial abnormality. She did have several tests at Mayo Clinic, and we will be obtaining the findings and the results of the workup that they did for the carotid dissection. There's no surgical intervention recommended, but she is to stay on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, and also fish oil, 1,200 milligrams daily at this time. Mayo Clinic also did a CT scan of the abdomen with and without IV contrast and the pelvis, and they did find an adenoma on the right of the right adrenal gland at that time. Also, there was a CT scan of the pelvis angiogram with IV contrast March 21st of 24. They found single renal arteries bilaterally, no aneurysms, no dissections, and no signs of fibromuscular dysplasia were noted in that test. Other lab studies were done. She had an aldosterone level done 626 of 24, elevated at 85.1. She had a renin plasma scent, and that was unmeasurable at less than 2.1. Also done 626 of 21. And also she had a repeat CT angiogram of head and neck with contrast, 912 of 24, evaluating the carotid dissection, and it appeared stable compared to the study dated 219 of 24. Both right and left sides were stable. And she does see Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K-H, for follow-up and management of this condition. She's also been having injections in the neck for severe neck pain and occipital neuritis. Today she feels relaxed, but she's hoping to find some answers for the uncontrolled hypertension. She also has a past medical history of a right eye subclinical retinal detachment that did require laser treatment to stop the bleeding and correct the problem. No further recurrence, and she does see an ophthalmologist on a regular basis. Past medical history, significant for hyperlipidemia, migraine headaches, anemia, arthritis of the neck and shoulders, the bilateral carotid artery dissection diagnosed this year. Past surgical history, she's had sinus surgery and correction of a deviated septum, a right knee scope, and ligament repair, and two C-sections for her children, who are 13 and 16 years of age currently. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2014. She occasionally consumes alcohol, not to excess. She does not use illicit drugs. She is married. She works full-time for mental health in Isabella County. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, asthma, cancer, COPD, and depression. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. In addition to the prescription medications, which were previously mentioned, that would be aldactone 50 milligram daily, lisinopril 40 milligram daily, gabapentin 300 milligram in the morning, and 600 milligram in the evening. Actually, yeah, that should be, maybe it's 200 milligram in the morning, 400 milligram in the evening. That's correct. Propranolol is 40 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, fish oil 120 milligram daily, glucosamine daily, turmeric, and ashwagandha is ashwagandha 600 milligram daily. She does not take oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds for pain. And the gabapentin is for the migraine prophylaxis. physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 124 pounds, pulse 70, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/100. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No ascites. No palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. Brisk capillary refill. Warm pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies, June 26, 2024, her hemoglobin 13.5, normal white count, normal platelets, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 8, also normal. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Creatinine 0.93, calcium 10, sodium 140, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.4, normal liver enzymes, 6.8 of June 28th of 22, potassium 3.6, normal creatinine level 0.8, 5.6 of 19, creatinine 0.6, potassium is 4.0, 4.19 of 19, creatinine 0.6, and potassium is 3.3. She also had hemoglobin A1C level done 7/31 of 24, normal at 5.2, HIV screening negative, hepatitis C antibodies negative, and urine pregnancy test also was checked in negative. Assessment and plan. 1, uncontrolled hypertension since 2019 with adrenal adenoma and elevated aldosterone levels. We are going to request records from Mayo Clinic to see what tests were already done, and we would like to repeat the tests. Probably aldosterone and renin levels, as well as a 24-hour urine for aldosterone. Aldosterone, A-L-D-O-S-T-E-R-O-N-E levels. She may have elevated aldosterone levels secondary to the adenoma on the adrenal gland. And she will probably need referral to an endocrine surgeon if that is found to be consistent and still elevated. We believe that the aldosterone levels should be suppressed while on aldactone, and they are still quite elevated. Of course, the renin levels are very suppressed and unmeasurable on the recent labs, and so we will repeat those also once we receive all the records from Mayo Clinic. And then she will have a follow-up visit with this practice after everything has been reviewed. We will increase the aldactone also from 50 milligram daily up to 100 milligram daily, but that will not be done until after more labs have been rechecked. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.